Now let's look at the HREF-UH forecast for a derecho that impacted parts of the central and northern plains on May 12, 2022. This derecho was associated with a strong shortwave trough, and so CAM forecasts carried higher predictability thanks to the strong lift that was present. The event also had strong mesocyclones, and so it's not surprising that the probabilistic UH signal in this case did overlap with the eventual track of the derecho from eastern Nebraska across eastern South Dakota and into Minnesota. However, notice that the axis of highest neighborhood UH probabilities over southeastern North Dakota was largely void of severe weather reports. This is another case of the highest UH values being generated by CAMs in the cool sector northwest of the surface front, where strong wind shear and lift were juxtaposed. It's also another great example of how we cannot simply look at the largest UH probabilities from the perspective of a point-based forecast, but rather need to consider the larger scale signal that CAMs are providing and then use mesoanalysis to further refine that forecast.